From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. We begin this hour with presidential politics. One day after a contentious debate in Philadelphia, Senator Barack Obama completed a sweep of Pennsylvania's major newspapers. He won the endorsement of the Philadelphia Daily News. Hillary Clinton did get an endorsement from one publication today. The student newspaper at the University of Pennsylvania came out on her side. We have reporters out with both candidates. In a moment, we'll hear what Senator Clinton was up to. But first, we're going to NPR's Don Gagne. He's following Barack Obama in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hello, Don.
Hi there.
So North Carolina votes on May 6th, but the Pennsylvania primary is just around the corner, just 5 days away. What's behind the strategy of going to North Carolina at this point?
Well, the Obama campaign is looking ahead just a little bit. But recall, too, that the campaign has always rejected that intense focus on Pennsylvania as such a huge make-or-break state. Certainly it's an important state, but they say it's a lot more important for Senator Clinton. They say it is a 50-state strategy that they're running, and there are nine contests that will really help decide this thing once Pennsylvania is completed. So a couple of stops in North Carolina today.
Well, back in Pennsylvania, Senator Obama faced a real grilling at that debate last night. Has he responded to that or talked at all about the debates today?
He has been talking about it. His aides have been talking about it. At this town hall meeting just concluded, somebody asked a question about it, and there was kind of hissing and boos from the crowd, which kind of got a laugh from the candidate. But the theme has emerged that last night's debate was an example of the kind of things that Senator Obama will face in the general election. He said, hey, it was an early preview, and he said it was kind of a gotcha debate with focus on trivial things. Give a listen to what he said.
45 minutes before we heard about health care, 45 minutes before we heard about Iraq, 45 minutes before we heard about jobs, 45 minutes before we heard about gas prices.
So that really is kind of the focus on it. He was also asked if he will join a debate that has been proposed coming up in advance of the North Carolina primary. And he just laughed and he said, well, we'll have to see what the schedule allows. But he says, truth be told, he could recite Senator Clinton's lines. She could recite all of his. And he seemed to be downplaying that possibility.
That's NPR's Don Gagne with the Obama campaign in Raleigh, North Carolina. Thanks so much, Don.
My pleasure.
NPR's David Green is with the Clinton campaign in Pennsylvania. Hey, David.
Hi, Michelle.
Now, we heard what Senator Obama had to say about last night's debate. What about Senator Clinton? What did she have to say?
Well, you know, if you ask the campaign about the debate last night, they talk more about what Senator Obama did and less about what their own candidate had to say. And they feel like it was a very good night for them. That grilling of Senator Obama on issues such as his former pastor, Jeremiah Wright, and some other issues, they feel like it sort of broke the aura. It took some wind out of Senator Obama's sails and showed that when he's under tough questioning, and he says, and the campaign says that whoever wins this nomination will be under tough questioning in a general election, it shows that he can be rattled a bit. Now, these stories have been out there, of course, Michelle, and one of the questions the campaign has had to answer is, look, these stories about Reverend Wright and some of the other stories have been out there, and yet Senator Obama continues to pick up all of these superdelegates. So, you know, are these negative stories having a real impact? But for a night that the Clinton campaign says they feel like it was good for them.
So that raises a bit of a question or a dilemma for the Clinton campaign. Recent polls have shown that her efforts to expose Barack Obama's vulnerabilities have also hurt her standing with the public, lowered her likability ratings. How does the campaign deal with that?
Yeah, and that's the tough situation they're in. And Hillary Clinton was dealing with it a little bit today, this event in Haverford College, a really nice feeling, focusing on issues. She sat there with her daughter, Chelsea Clinton, who was sitting in a big cushy chair in front of a lot of the college community. And one person stood up and said, Senator Clinton, if we're out canvassing for you, what should we tell people right now? And she said, well, why don't you tell them I'm really nice? Why don't you tell them that I'm not as bad as you think? So I think they're trying to combat the perception that she really is the nasty side of this race while realizing that being nasty and ripping into Obama a bit is one way that she's going to be able to stay in the game, at least in this campaign's view.
And just quickly before we say goodbye, I assume that she'll be spending most of her time over the next 5 days in Pennsylvania.
Most of the time, it looks like, but one quick stop in North Carolina tomorrow. But then it looks like really going across and blanketing the state of Pennsylvania after that, right up until Tuesday.
That was NPR's David Green speaking to us from Pennsylvania. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you, Michelle.